Our Old Testament lesson comes from the prophet Isaiah chapter 66, if you'd like to join along. Isaiah 66, the first two verses. And before we read, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your word tells us that we cannot live by bread alone, but from every word that comes from you. Father, we pray that you would feed us by your word, that you would nourish us by your word, that you would sustain us by your word. And we pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the bread from heaven. Amen. Isaiah 66, the first two verses. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me? And what is the place of my rest? All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit, and trembles at my word. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, the first five verses. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and as a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all you do, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, over 4 years ago, Covenant, you began a search for a director of student ministries. A search committee was formed, chaired by ruling elder Brooks Mosley. A goal-oriented job description was developed with the aid of the ministry architects renovation team. And this director, whom you were seeking as a church, was to oversee the youth and children's ministry, spending 70% of their time, the majority of their time, with the youth of Covenant. After several months of searching, after several months of sifting through applications and interviewing candidates, one emerged as a front runner among all the others. A young man from Florida, an Orlando boy. He had a heart for youth ministry. He had a calling to youth ministry. He had worked in youth ministry for a number of years. He had a record of growing youth ministries. But there was something else about this candidate, something unlooked for in this candidate. He was a seminary graduate, a recent seminary graduate, looking for a call to a church in youth ministry. This was a bonus, a gift. Here was a candidate that they were praying for, looking for, and not only was he a great candidate, but he could be ordained as well. Well, the search committee recommended to the session, to the elders, that they call Andrew Mills as assistant pastor of Family Ministries at Covenant Presbyterian Church. And they did. 4 years ago, this December, 4 years ago, Andrew and Nicole arrived in Jackson, Mississippi. 4 years. A lot has happened in 4 years. God has been at work in 4 years. Andrew and Nicole, when you guys came to Jackson, you were still practically newlyweds when you came to Jackson. Practically newlyweds. Moving to a new state, entering a new culture, and although you had both been involved in ministry before, this was the beginning of full-time ministry. And the truth is, you really don't know what full-time ministry is until you enter into full-time ministry. In 4 years, God has blessed you with your first home. In 4 years, you've grown together as a couple. In 4 years, you've been blessed with two beautiful girls. In that time here, you've blessed Covenant with two beautiful girls in that time here. In 4 years, you have become part of this community. In 4 years, you've gained experience, Andrew. You have grown in your faith. Both of you have grown in your faith. Both of you have been challenged in your faith. Both of you have been challenged by events and circumstances in your life, in the community, in the church. And Andrew, in 4 years, you've grown as a pastor. And you, Covenant Presbyterian, 4 years ago, you knew you were hiring someone to minister to the youth of your church. You were excited to hire someone to minister to the youth of your church. It was a position that had not had that much stability as of late, but not very long into Andrew's time here, you as a church were faced with a number of challenges. You were faced with tragedy in Andrew's short time here. Senior Pastor Steve Burton took another call, and beloved Kathy Fry, longtime director of children ministry, died. In a very short time, you had lost most of your ministry staff, half of your ministry staff. You lost in a very short time. And you were mourning. You were hurting. You were wondering, and you were praying, but God knew. God knew what was going to happen, and God provided. He knew. God knew that you needed more than a youth minister here at Covenant, and he had provided a seminary-trained, ordained youth minister. You had just lost half of your ministry staff, and God provided here someone to preach, someone to plan worship, someone to lead worship, someone to work with the socks in planning and leading worship, someone to provide pastoral care, someone to pray for the flock, someone to continue in youth ministry. God provided when you were in need. In a time of uncertainty, in a time of instability, Andrew lived out his calling among you. And many of you have told me, time and again, that you watched him grow into it. That you were amazed by how God was working in him, watching him grow into it. You watched God transform him. So now he wasn't simply the youth minister that the session hired. He wasn't simply that. You had opportunity to know him, to see his gifts, and to love him. And you gave him grace. And let me just say this. You were gracious to Andrew. And that is the best gift a congregation can give to any minister, but especially a young minister. So you were gracious. You encouraged him. Forgave mistakes. Overlooked misses, and helped relieve burdens. For Andrew, this probably felt like being thrown into the fire. I don't know how else to describe it. And here you were hired to do youth ministry. That's what you were hired to do. And now you're doing almost all of it. Almost all of it. But as you told me, you're thankful for it. Thankful for that time. Because God certainly refines in the fire, as you all know. And now here we are. A few years after that time, 4 years since Andrew and Nicole arrived here in Jackson, arrived here to serve at Covenant. Here we are, ready to enter into the next phase of the plan that God has for Andrew and Nicole and Covenant. Associate pastor. No longer assistant pastor, associate pastor. A call not just given by the session, that's what assistant pastors are, calls from the session, but a call given by you, the congregation. You who have been served by Andrew, ministered by Andrew. You who have grown to know him and love him and to love his family. A call given by you showing Andrew's calling is here. His calling as a minister is here. That you as a church recognize that call. That it's a call from the Lord. Here to Covenant. Now, our passage, getting to our scripture reading, our passage from Peter tells us how Andrew is to live out that call. That's what Peter's telling us. Now, actually, Peter is speaking to all elders present here. I know I can look around the room at many elders present here, including me. But this is Andrew's installation, so we're going to single him out, especially this afternoon. Peter says this in our passage. Peter says, "I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder." That's how Peter starts. And don't miss what he says in this simple phrase. Peter, who was called by Jesus, Peter, who was a disciple of Jesus, who was with Jesus for 3 years, who heard his teaching, who witnessed his miracles, who entered the empty tomb, who saw Jesus suffer, who saw Jesus ascend into heaven, who preached the good news, Peter refers to himself as an elder. An elder. Not an apostle. Not a pope. Peter refers to himself as an elder. Peter is speaking to the elders of the church as a fellow elder. Andrew, you are a fellow elder, teaching elder, to Peter. Simon Peter. Now you know this, but the office, this just shows the office of elder is a high calling, a weighty calling, one given by God himself, into which you share some mighty company. But rather than puff you up, this should humble you, make you realize that you must truly rely on the one who calls you to this office, that you can't do it on your own, that you can't do it under your own power, that you need the Spirit. Spirit of truth, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit who seals you with the love of the Father. As our passage from Isaiah read, God says this, "He is looking for those who are humble and who tremble at his word." Peter exhorts his fellow elders. Peter exhorts you. This is his primary exhortation, elders, Andrew. His primary exhortation is, shepherd the flock of God. As an elder, you're a shepherd. Actually, you're an under-shepherd, for the good shepherd is Jesus Christ, and you serve him, you serve under him as a shepherd. Peter says, shepherd the flock, which means this, you've got to love the flock. That's first. That's primary. You've got to love the sheep. You have to love the church, specifically this church. You must love Covenant. I know you do. You've got to love Covenant. And you have to love the good and the bad and the ugly. All of it. You have to love this church in all its beauty and with its scars. You have to love those that you get along with really well, and you have to love those who really rub you wrong. You've got to love those who intimidate you, and you've got to love those who hang on to your every word. You have to love it when things aren't going your way, and when things are going your way. And you have to love it when you don't feel like it. Love the church. Love the sheep. Love the flock. Like Jesus loves this church. This is Jesus' church. Jesus loves this church. Shepherding a flock also means serving the church. You got to love the church. That's shepherding. And you've got to serve the church. Serve the flock. Serve covenant. You got to serve through your actions and through your time, showing your love for this church. And that means, as a shepherd, that means helping a wounded sheep, or seeking out a stray sheep, or comforting a dying sheep, or confronting an angry sheep, or breaking up fighting sheep. You got to love the flock and serve the flock. And shepherding also means protecting the flock. A shepherd protects the flock, protects the sheep. You got to protect covenant, which means keeping out thieves and keeping out wolves and keeping out other predators. Primarily means refuting false teaching with truth. So you got shepherding the flock means you got to love the flock, serve the flock, protect the flock. And finally, shepherding means leading the flock. And I think it's got to be in that order. Leading the sheep. Leading covenant, leading under the word, and leading guided by the Spirit, and leading in love, and leading faithfully, and leading even when some of the flock refuse to follow. Peter says, shepherd the flock of God. Peter says, shepherd the flock of God, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. Peter says elders should not desire gain, should not be domineering as they shepherd, but they should be an example. Elders are to be an example to the flock, an example to the church. Elders, Andrew, elders are to be examples. Be an example in your love for the church. Be an example through your service to the church. Be an example as you lead the church. Be an example in your devotion. Be an example in your faith. Be an example in your love for the youth, as you've shown these. Be an example in love for your family as well. For Nicole, for Leah, for Naomi. Now, does that make you tremble? I hope so. It makes me tremble when I think about it. For you know as I know, and y'all know as we know, it can't be done on your own. It can't be done under your own power. It can't be done. We can't be an example on our own. Andrew, you need help. Elders, you need help. People of God, we need help. We got to have the Spirit of God. The Spirit to equip us and encourage us and comfort us and exhort us and guide us and transform us. Otherwise, we can't be an example. Can't be an example, Andrew. And when you fail, and you will, when you fail, look to the Good Shepherd. Look to Jesus Christ, who forgives, who restores, who redeems, who renews. And in your repentance and in your need for forgiveness, in your need of Jesus, you're an example in that. You serve as an example of one who relies on the grace of Jesus, on the righteousness of Jesus. Covenant Presbyterian, beloved church of God, people of God, Andrew and Nicole, today's a day of installation. Yes. But today is also a day of celebration. It's It's a day of installation, but it's also a day of celebration. This is a day of joy. A day of thanksgiving. Think of what God has done in your midst. Think about what he's done in your lives for the past 4 years. Think. Think about how he has provided for you. Think about how he has led you. Think about how he has transformed you. Think about how he has shown his love for you. Think about how he has surprised you. Rejoice. Rejoice in that. Give thanks. Andrew and Nicole, rejoice and give thanks. Covenant Presbyterian, rejoice and give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his steadfast love endures forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful. Thankful for how you are at work in our midst and for how you have worked in the midst of this faithful congregation for the past 4 years. We know it's been longer than that, but we're especially thankful for that. Thankful for how you have worked in the lives of Andrew and Nicole for the past 4 years. We're thankful to be gathered here this day to celebrate what you have done, to rejoice in what you have done. Father, you are good, and your steadfast love indeed endures forever. We lift this prayer up to you in Jesus' name. Amen.